Blog Talk Radio.
Those of you that will
to bow your beautiful heads with me as we go down in prayer and reverence the one and the only Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west. Father God, we know that this place is not our home, but we know that this is just a temporary holdover, Father God. For you have prepared for those that are living according to your command a mansion up in the rolling hills of glory. Hallelujah. Father God, we are just pilgrims traveling through this barren land, God. And I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay, Jesus, to bring a ring of word to those that may or may not know of you in the parts of their sins. I'm asking you, O gracious Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the pity of their souls. Father God, these and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus, mighty, marvelous, spotless name. And we shall all, as a divine Godhead people of God, we are to say amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I just thank you for tuning in on tonight. I want you to get your cushion, position your posture, and just help me to bring unto you the divine word of truth. And we're not going to belong anymore in our announcements. We're going to go right on into our service on tonight. And our sermon on tonight entitled God's Rooted Cure for Anxiety. I want to say that one more time. God's Rooted Cure for Anxiety. And we know, we turn this down a little bit, because I want you to hear less of them and more of me. We know that our chief concern is physical and temporal. There are a vast number of people actually believe that if we all have food and shelter and clothing, if we have an education and recreational facility, we have attained all the attributes that one would want to adhere to in this society. And we know that many of our statements, much of our literature, and most of our commercials, advertising support this utterly false view that some television advertisements lead us to believe that the greatest catastrophe that could come upon a man would be to have a 5 o'clock shadow, yellow teeth, or a pimple. And we know, hallelujah, this place emphasis upon the importance of the body that has created a system of thought that is more concerned with the accommodation of life journey than with this destination. We know that modern men's and women's have surrounded themselves by luxury and computerized gadgets. They hid from reality, from their conscience, and from God. But they are bounded by the feeling that they are not the people that they ought to be. They are not living the life they ought to live. And that life is more important than food, and the body more important than clothes. We read in the law of Matthew 6 and 25. We find out that the modern men and women have tried to fill, hallelujah, their emptiness souls with things that have proved inadequate. Unsatisfaction. Longing. Hallelujah. And unfruitful. Of exterior luxury, we find out it's a cheap substitute for spiritual hope. We're talking about anxiety tonight. You that are out there in our digital listening audience, this is our focus point on tonight. Is God-rooted cure for anxiety. And we know that anxiety is a natural resort when our hopes are set up on anything but God and His will for us. When we make anything else our goal, frustration and defeat are the devil. When you turn your eyes on Christ and you worship Him, you will never fail. He gives life balance. He gives you security and peace. And Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, warned us against anxiety. He told us to do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. He said, do not worry. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? But seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. That's in the law of Matthew 6 and 25 through 33. Hallelujah. And sometimes we as a people in this society, we create troubles and then try to cure them without God. But mankind's self-sufficiency is playing out. And we are awakened to the fact that our spiritual infirmities can be cured only by the great physician. And that the remedy He indicates are valid today as they were when He prescribed them. And Christ said, come unto me and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Matthew 11 and 28. And we find out, hallelujah, Jesus, that millions of people have every reason to worry because their lives are entangled by selfishness and twisted by sin. They need Jesus Christ. And God has promised in the midst of trouble and conflict a genuine peace, a sense of, hallelujah, assurance and security that the worried people never know. We know that John 16 and 33, God has promised new resource and new strength through the dwelling of His Holy Spirit. We know that however millions of people, including some Christians, have anxieties and worries. And we know that anxieties exist when our basic needs have not been met. We know that you cannot quiet a baby's anxiety by just giving him or her a rap. When he or her is hungry, he or she will keep on crying until his or her hungry is met by food his or her body demands. Neither can the soul of our natural nature person be satisfied apart from God. David described the hunger of all men and women when he said, as the deer pants for a stream of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. That's in the law of Psalm 42 and 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that a starving man or woman, essentials for food and thirst, hallelujah, is needed is what a wounded person needs is a physician. We know that a lost person needs, whether he or she realizes it or not, is God. Hallelujah. We will never be the man or woman you need to be, no matter how many remedies you try, until you hear and heed Jesus' word. He tells us, do not worry, but seek first his kingdom. Seek first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Do you hear what I'm saying? All of his righteousness. Not my righteousness, not your righteousness, but his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. A man or a woman away from God can expect to be plagued by phobia, fear, conflict. You might ask, Pastor Ward, why do anxiety exist? Hallelujah. The shocking episode showing the brutality of humans. Hallelujah. Brutality because of men's and women's have not had their basic needs met. The needs of being reconciled to God. For they're unpredictable, untrustworthy. And where anxiety, hallelujah, we know. Of course, most people are able to retain themselves. But sadly enough, we find out that people continue to worry about how they're going to get rich in this life. How they're going to purchase that $100,000 Lamborghini. How they're going to marry that man that has not one flaw. He's a self-made millionaire. And you worry how you're going to pay your rent. And all of your money's fixed. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we know that from underneath, hallelujah, the inacademic rise underneath the mindset of the respectability seeks and surge of sinful nature that is capable of the worst evil imaginable. Hallelujah. You might say, Pastor Vaughn, I know professional Christians who worry and are filled with anxiety. I'm not going to argue that. I say you are right about that. Things bring me to the second, hallelujah, conclusion that anxiety when we try to carry life's burdens alone. The Bible says, cast all your anxiety on me because I care for you. That's found in the law of 1 Peter 5 and 7. Some Christians have not learned that life is a partnership between God and mortal man and woman. Christ said, take my yoke upon you. Hallelujah. And we are equally with Christ as a team. We know that life's burden, if easy, can be bad. But we know that our sins separate us from God. The anxiety and burdens of life rest heavily upon men and women because their souls, made in the image of God, cry out for God. And their souls will never find rest until they rest in God. And they can never find rest in God until they come to the cross of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, who died for sin and shed his blood that sin might be forgiven. We know that so that men and women might have peace in heart and soul. Christ being God as well as man could by his redemption work on the cross mend the broken partnership between God and mankind. For all who have been born again by accepting this finished work of Christ, God walks with them, talks with them and lift the load of care from their weary souls. Hallelujah to all who wish to rid themselves of anxiety. I would make three simple selections. First, stop seeking the trivial, transient things which the modern men and women themselves are seeking. Hallelujah. And seek God and His kingdom. Hallelujah. God's spiritual surge through your soul as you by faith put the whole weight of your burdens on Jesus Christ, who died for you. Second, get your eyes off yourself and focus them upon God. Spend more time in prayer, praying for others. Learn to commit yourself fully to Christ. Don't be a half surrender Christian among the greatest words that Jesus ever uttered were, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Even while Christ endures the shame and agony of the cross, his heart and soul and mind, strength, were dedicated to the purpose and the will of his heavenly Father. And we know that a Christian is the one who is fully committed to Christ. Be that kind of follower of Christ. See what a difference that kind of commitment will make in your life. You will find your excitement within God. Hallelujah. And life will take on a new meaning with new steps and new zeal. You will be able to say it with Paul, but to me to live is Christ. That's in the law of Philippians 1 and 21. Or you might even paraphrase Paul's words and say, to have Christ is to really live, but Christ himself lives through me. And we know that, hallelujah, if you give your life to Christ today, you can give your heart and your soul to Jesus. Your life will be changed. You can have that peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. And you can have that peace and all of those who surrender to Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Surrender your life to Christ and enjoy Christ's peace. Help to meet the troubles and anxiety of this life when you cast all your burdens upon him. It might be because you have not had your basic needs met in Christ. I am asking you on tonight, will you give your life to Christ? You can do it right now. Whosoever will, let him come. And you are to ask, what can I do? I have to do to have eternal life. This is the simple steps you can take in acknowledging your sins of Christ. Acknowledge that first you are a sinner. Hallelujah. And ask the Lord to be your Lord and Savior. Cast your cares upon him. And you can renounce your sins. Trust God to be your Savior and Lord. And you can follow him as Lord. And the Holy Spirit will give you a new attitude. He'll give you a new desire, a new motive, a new way in life. All you've got to do is just humbly submit your sins to Jesus Christ on this evening. Tell God, God, I acknowledge it, that I am a sinner and I have sinned before thee. And when you come into my life and take up refuge in my life, be my Lord and Savior. It is as simple as taking candy from a baby. God is only a prayer away. If you come to him in spirit and in truth, He said he will no wise cast out all those of which of him in spirit and in truth. So if you come to God in spirit and in truth on tonight, God can reside in that body, that new body that you have taken on. All your sins have been emptied out in the sea of forgetfulness for God to remember them anymore. Hallelujah. And so if I were you tonight, you that are out there in my podcast listening audience on tonight, and if I didn't know God in the parts of my feet, this might be your only opportunity to get it right, to get your life right with God. There may not be another opportunity available to you. Hallelujah. But the devil is seeking who he may devour. He's seeking to kill and to destroy all those that is in his circle. You know, there's two circles. There's a circle of darkness, and there's a circle of light. So if you are entwined with that circle of darkness, then that means that you're on the enemy's side. But you can give your life to God tonight, and you will be submitted into that circle of light. God gives you life, and he gives you life, and he gives your life new meaning. So all you have to do tonight is surrender all. Hallelujah. I would put it off one another hour, one another minute, another second. I would give my life to Christ. But God is knocking at the door of your heart on tonight. So I would not say, well, I'll wait till next week. I'll wait till tomorrow when I get in church service. I'll wait tomorrow when I get in mass. But you can repent right where you're standing, right where you're sitting. You can lift both your hands toward heaven and declare to God, God, I am a sinner. And I confess all of my sins. I accept you to be my Lord and Savior. And it is done. It is a done deal. And God will rest in your new heart and soul. And he will reign there as your Lord and your Redeemer. Hallelujah. Will you come now? Will you make God your choice on tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your heart and impact your spirit as I have brought unto you the divine word. Our sermon on tonight has been God's rooted cure for anxiety. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have a prayer petition, you want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are encouraged to send all your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. You can submit all your correspondence to Attention Senior Pastor Janice Wolf at P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address is janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we meet again, you are in.